are you today?
I am great. Who am I talking with?
My name's Kara. I work with KQ2 here in St. Joe. Tell me a little bit about yourself. It looks like you're going to be a part of the presidential inauguration next week.
Yes, I am. Who would have thought, coming from the Midwest, that I'd be in the nation's capital this year, assisting in the inauguration?
So what are you going to be doing in the inauguration?
My job is a venue liaison, and that means that I will be stationed at one of the many venues that will have presidential inaugural activities. I'll ensure that all the personnel that are supposed to arrive, and hopefully on time, and try to mitigate any problems that might arise during the event.
Okay. So how did you get selected to do something like this?
Back in August, an initial request for eligible personnel was sent out to the armed forces, and my boss in chain of command nominated me as one of the potential candidates. And over the next couple of months, we went through a series of vetting that included paperwork and background checks, and then ultimately personal interviews. And at the end of all that, I must have convinced somebody because they chose me.
That's awesome. When did you find out you were going to be a part of this?
Gosh, I do not remember. Somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because I know that my parents were calling me every week asking, and I was like, I have no idea.
So when you did find out, kind of tell me about what you felt when you heard the news.
Oh, I was so honored. I grew up an Army brat. That means my father was an officer in the Army. That doesn't mean I was a brat. I have to make sure you know that. But I grew up a military dependent, and we traveled all over the world, and he actually was a military assistant for the inauguration in 1973. So when I found out that my chain of command had recommended me, and then ultimately that I had gotten selected, it was a personal connection for me with my father to get to do the same thing he did so very many years later.
That's awesome. Looks like I'm reading through the info here. It looks like you've been in the military for 20 years. Are you still in the St. Joseph area, or are you stationed elsewhere right now?
No, I'm actually stationed in the national capital. I live and work in D.C. right now.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see. So what kind of preparation goes into being a part of something like this? Are you guys, you know, practicing for the inauguration, or...
Well, I will tell you, in line with the military's motto, practice breeds success. So we have been covering all of the details about what our jobs require. We've been in a lot of briefings. And mm-hmm. because we're pulling people from all around the country in, there's thousands of U.S. service members that are going to be participating in this event. Many mm-hmm. of them are unfamiliar with the Capital Region, so we've been doing ground tours and visiting the venues to make sure we're familiar with the areas we'll be working in.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Or?
I don't know. I love being a Midwestern girl here in the National Capital Region. I still smile and wave at people as I walk down the streets, and it's fun because it throws them off. But right now, I mean, if I get the opportunity to send a shout-out to my mom, Dorothy Nash, and my dad, and thank them for making sure that I grew up and got the opportunity to serve my country.
Okay. Can you also kind of talk about a little bit the bond you mentioned this kind of gave you with your dad? Just your thoughts, I guess, on being able to do something like that 20 years later.
I think... Growing up a military brat, I got to travel the world, and I've seen countries that definitely don't have the standard of life and freedom that we have in America, and I never realized it growing up that my dad, being an officer who served in the military, served in the Army, he made that happen. He kept us safe and free for so many years, and having the opportunity to serve for the last 20 years in his shadow and in his footsteps has really meant more to me than, you know, you can really put in words. But he was my guiding light, my direction, and my mom gave me the stability and common sense that I needed, and that's what got me here today.
Awesome. Just kind of a personal question. Would your dad happen to be the Colonel Nash that taught ROTC at Central?
he would, 15 years of developing the young minds of the St. Joseph School District.
I was in the program when I was in high school. I actually was a freshman the year after he retired from teaching, but I got to see him a couple of times at our yearly award ceremony. So,
well, I will tell you what, I probably know more about you than you think I do. Because he would always come home and talk to us about his students at the school and the kids that he would meet. And he loved being a teacher at St.
Yeah.
Joseph. Absolutely loved it. And he still serves today. He's still doing color guard for the American Legion out there in St. Joe. So,
yeah. Let's see. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Go Chiefs.
Yes, yes, we're all looking forward to the game this weekend, definitely.
Absolutely. No, but what an honor it is to have been selected for this, and I'm glad that the old hometown is still out there, and I hope you guys don't get too cold today with that wind advisory.
Yes, thankfully it's warmer than it has been, so so we're in luck today, but it sounds like this weekend could be another story.
Well, be safe out there.
We will. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Not a problem at all. Have a great day.
Ma'am.
You too.